ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 15, Bali Maharaj Conquers the Heavenly Planets, Verse Number 31. Esha Vipra Balodarka Sampratya Yurjita Vikrama तेषामेवापमानेन सानुबन्धो विनक्ष्यति। एष विप्रबलोदर्क सम्प्रत्ययुर्जितविक्रम तेषामेवापमानेन सानुबन्धो विनक्ष्यति। एष विप्रबलोदर्क सम्प्रत्ययुर्जितविक्रम तेषामेवापमानेन सानुबन्धो विनक्ष्यति। एष विप्रबलोदर्क सम्प्रत्ययुर्जितविक्रम तेषां विपमानेन सानुबन्धो विनक्ष्यति। एष विप्रबलोदर्क सम्प्रत्ययुर्जितविक्रम तेषामपमानेन सानुबन्धो विनक्ष्यति। एष विप्रबलोदर्क सम्प्रत्ययुर्जितविक्रम तेषामेवापमानेन सानुबन्धो विनक्ष्यति। एष विप्रबलोदर्क सम्प्रत्ययुर्जितविक्रम तेषामेवापमानेन सानुबन्धो विनक्ष्यति। मताजि Esha, this Bali Maharaj, Viprabala Udarka, flourishing because of the Brahmanical power invested in him. Samprati, at the present moment. Urjita Vikrama, extremely powerful. Tesham, of the same Brahmanas. Eva, indeed. Apamanena, by insult. Sa anubandha, with friends and assistants. Vinakshyati, will be vanquished. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Bali Maharaj has now become extremely powerful because of the benedictions given him by the Brahmanas. But when he later insults the Brahmanas, he will be vanquished. along with his friends and assistants. Purport. Bali Maharaj and Indra were enemies. Therefore, when Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods, predicted that Bali Maharaj would be vanquished when he insulted the Brahmanas by whose grace he had become so powerful, Bali Maharaj's enemies were naturally anxious to know when that opportune moment would come. To pacify King Indra, Brihaspati assured him that the time would certainly come, for Brihaspati could see that in the future Bali Maharaj would defy the orders of Shukracharya in order to pacify Lord Vishnu, Vamandev. Of course, to advance in Krishna consciousness, one can take all risks. To please Vamandev, Bali Maharaj risked defying the orders of his spiritual master Shukracharya. Because of this, he would lose all his property. Yet, because of devotional service to the Lord, he would get more than he expected. And in the future, in the 8th Manvantar, he would occupy the throne of Indra again. Om Ajnan Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 15, Verse Number 31. Translation. Bali Maharaj has now become extremely powerful because of the benedictions given him by the Brahmanas. But when he later insults the Brahmanas, he will be vanquished along with his friends and assistants. Hare Krishna. So we are reading this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein in the previous battle Indra has already killed Bali Maharaj. That was after taking the nectar, the amrit produced by churning the ocean. Indra became so powerful in the other army, the other demigods and his army, that they defeated and finally Indra killed Bali Maharaj. So that file was closed. Bali Maharaj died. Over. Game over. But now we see one day Indra is sitting comfortably on his throne and he hears the voice of a conch shell, very powerful voice, And he finds out Bali Maharaj is standing outside his palace, outside the kingdom of heaven, on a very decorated golden chariot and very strong body, glowing, enthusiastic spirit to attack, and an unpainted garland, and a powerful armor, and powerful bow and arrow, and with innumerable soldiers, equally powerful, like an ocean, outside his kingdom. So Indra is shocked. Indra is surprised. Indra is fearful. Fearful of losing throne. Fearful of losing power. There is a popular saying, power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. You all heard this? It's incorrect. If absolute power corrupts absolutely, then Krishna should be corrupted because he has absolute power. Or Narad Muni should be corrupted. Or even Srila Prabhupada, a pure devotee, has absolute power. But they are not corrupt. So that's not a correct saying. The correct saying, a modified saying is, fear of losing power corrupts. If I have power and I have fear that I will lose this power, that corrupts. Because I want to keep the power with me. That's attachment. So Indra is in mode of goodness. But he has fear. In Swargaloka, we hear everything is good, opulent, high standard of happiness, somras, beautiful apsaras, beautiful gardens, organic food, everything nice. But there is this fear. Fear of losing power. So Indra goes to his spiritual master. The name of Indra's spiritual master is Brihaspati. So Indra is asking to his spiritual master in a very surprised and shocked tone, Bali Maharaj is alive. I killed him personally, but he is alive. Not only he is alive, he is more powerful, more strong, more opulent and more enthusiastic than before to fight with me. How did he obtain this power? From where? What is the cause? He asked Brihaspati. When we don't know something, it's better to ask. Rather than thinking, if I ask, the others will come to know that I don't know. So they will understand I am ignorant. But that's okay. When we ask a question, we may appear to be a fool. Isko nahi pata. He doesn't know. But better to be a fool for one moment rather than remain fool whole life and not ask only. So he went to a proper authority, his spiritual master. So Brihaspati responded that, "My dear Indra, Bali Maharaj has been made alive by Shukracharya. And because Shukracharya gave him life back, Bali Maharaj offered his life in the service of Shukracharya and the other Brahmana community who were descendants of Bhrigu Muni. And he pleased them so much with his service that they performed a yajna, Vishwajit yajna, fire sacrifice. And on the success of that yajna, he got this weapons, this chariot, this equipment. And by the blessings of these brahmanas whom he has pleased, including his spiritual master, now he is so powerful that he is ready to attack you with great vigor, great enthusiasm. So the cause was known now. It was because of the brahmanas. The brahmanas, they blessed Bali Maharaj because they were pleased with Bali Maharaj's service. So Bali Maharaj offered service and in exchange brahmanas gave blessings and they transferred their Brahma Tejas, their power in the personality of Bali Maharaj. So now he was not a person independently standing on his own skills, talents and power. But the power of brahmanas was added as a benediction. So he was so powerful. Serving brahmanas pleases Krishna. And when Krishna is pleased, all desires are fulfilled, including power. Lord Krishna, Lord Narayan, he likes brahmanas. He likes cows. Namo brahmana devaya, go brahmana hitaya cha, jagadhitaya krishnaya govindaya namo nama. Go brahmana, go and brahmana. He likes, he protects, vitaicha, he gives welfare for them, cows and brahmanas. So these brahmanas, they can bless us. They can bless us with items we lack, with items we want, with items we can't procure. And the Vaishnavas who are greater than brahmanas, the sadhus, when they bless, if something comes out of their mouth, then even if the candidate is not destined to have that item or blessing, Narayanam will fulfill that. Lord Vishnu fulfills the blessings of a sadhu. That's why so many people go to a sadhu to ask blessings. If somebody's child is appearing for 10th exam, or some new bride wants to have a son, they go to a sadhu to seek blessing. They don't go to a PhD guy, "Please bless my son, he passes 10th standard." Or they don't go to Amitabh Bachchan, "Please bless my bride, she will have a son, or Sachin Tendulkar, they go to a sadhu whom himself may not have passed 10th standard. They go. Once I was travelling in Bombay local train, late night, and there was a person, he came and sat near me, and he had a son. So suddenly out of nowhere he caught my hand. And he said, "Baba, please see the hand of my son, will he get admission in engineering college?" I said, "I didn't get admission in engineering college." So people expect these things. That there is a contract that if a sadhu blesses, Krishna fulfills. Why did Krishna protect Prahlad Maharaj? Because Narad Muni, from his mouth the words came to Kayadu that don't worry, your son will be protected. Why did Narasingha Dev come in a particular form to kill Hiranyakashipu? Because the words of Brahma had to be true, who told that Hiranyakashipu would not get killed in these conditions. So to fulfill Brahma's words, the Lord came in the form of Narasingha Dev. To fulfill Narad Muni's words, the Lord protected Prahlad Maharaj. And to fulfill Prahlad's words, he came out of a pillar. He could have come from a door also. But why did he come from the pillar? To fulfill Prahlad's words, he said he is in the pillar. So the Lord, not only he protects Brahmanas, he serves Brahmanas in Dwarka as Dwarkadish. When Brahmanas would visit Krishna, he would serve them. The Brahmana came as a messenger of Rukmini Devi with a letter. Krishna immediately got up and offered his own throne, washed his feet, offered him new clothes, worshipable items, nice food, and gave him nice place to sleep. And once he took rest, he went and massaged his feet. Dwarkadish, Krishna, the master of the universes, is doing that with a Brahmana. Sudama Brahmana, he welcomed him on the door, made him sit on the same bedstead where he shares with Rukmini Devi, fed him, spoke to him, embraced him, and Rukmini Devi is fanning Sudama Brahman. Rukmini Dwarkadish, they both are serving the poor Brahmana. So that is his respect and worship to the Brahmanas. When the four Kumaras, they went to Vaikunth to have a darshan of Lord Narayan. On the seventh gate, they were restricted to enter by Jay and Vijay. Who thought these four naked children walking inside Vaikuntha? Not decent. So they stopped. Said, "You can't go." The four Kumaras became angry and they cursed Jaya and Vijay. Immediately Lord Narayan appeared there. And he personally begged forgiveness from the four Kumaras. Said the mistake of the servant is a mistake of the master. So I personally beg forgiveness from you. It is their mistake. They disrespected you. The Brahmana devotees are so dear to me that if my hand, my arm injures or hurts them, I will chop off my arm. They are so dear to me. This Lakshmi Devi, who is so beautiful, so opulent, at the same time chanchal, restless, doesn't stay at one place for long duration, is staying with me for crores of years, millions of years. She is not chanchal with me, but I have no interest with her, in her. Why she is not chanchal with me? Because I serve my Vaishnava devotees, my brahmanas. I take the dust of their feet on my head. So this is the position of the devotees. So when they benedict, that benediction works. Narad Muni gave benediction to Margari, Mrigari. Narad Muni told Mrigari, you retire, you break your bow and arrow. And Mrigari was surprised. He said, if I break my bow and arrow, how will I eat? And Narad Muni said, don't worry, I will send you food. And Mrigari broke his bow and arrow. But believe me, Narad Muni never sent food. He didn't resign as a catering service or catering restaurant or department to send dabba to everybody. Narad Muni doesn't have. He didn't send. But he got food from where? Lord Narayana sent. Why did Lord Narayana send? Because Narad Muni promised. If a sadhu promises, the Lord has to fulfill. Otherwise, brand name will go down. That kaam nahi hua. So seeking blessings from the spiritual master, from the devotees, gives us success. Success is not by my own talent, my own intelligence, my own skill, my own money, my own contact, my own degree. That's not sufficient for success in our life, whether material or spiritual. For success, we also need blessings. In spite of having all talent, skill and money, there are obstacles on the path of success. But when we have blessings, the obstacles are removed easily. So Bali Maharaj has blessings of the Brahmanas. So Indra's next question was, what should I do now? Should I attack him or not? He is standing outside my kingdom with an army and he is ready to attack. Now I came to know why he is powerful, but what should I do now? Should I attack him? Brihaspati said, no, don't attack him now. Now he is unconquerable. He is like Yamraj now. Just as Yamraj, when he awards death, nobody can overcome death. Nobody can conquer Yamraj. If our appointment is there with Yamraj, we can't cancel it. Death has to come as sure as death. When the time comes for the soul to leave the body, the soul will leave the body. How much money we have, how much doctors we have, how much medicines we have, medical equipment we have, and the best hospital we have, we can't help. Death has to come. There was a young cardiologist who used to do bypass surgeries, Chembur Hospital. So once he early morning came for OPD, hundreds of patients were sitting for OPD waiting for him to come. And he came outside from his car, entered the gate, couldn't even go to his office. Right in front of patients in the OPD hall, he had a heart attack and he died. It's a true story. Every day he's telling people, follow this prescription. But is he elongating the life? No, he himself couldn't predict his own heart attack. This is not to say he was a bad doctor. This is to say when death comes, hamara nahi chalega. किसी का भी नहीं चलेगा, नथिंग विल वर्क, अनकॉन्करेबल. इन द सेम वे एज ऑफ टुडे बलि महाराज स्टैंडिंग आउटसाइड योर किंगडम इज अनकॉन्करेबल विथ हिज पावर, विथ हिज वास्ट आर्मी एंड benedictions from the brahmanas, with his friends, with his assistants, is unconquerable. So Indra told Brihaspati, you also give some mantra, you also do this Vishwajit Yajna for me, then I will conquer him. Brihaspati said, that will not work. He is already protected by the blessings of the brahmanas. Mantra Vindra will not work. So as of now, you leave the heaven. You exit and stay somewhere invisibly. You should not be seen. So Brihaspati indicated you should change your form. So Indra and other demigods, some became birds, some became animals, some became insects, some became flies, and they flew away. And they came to Earth planet, maybe in Dharavi or somewhere, and they stayed there. Or in caves, gupa, in the jungles. Incognito, hidden, should not be visible, should not be able to identify. That was Brihaspati's advice, to exit, to run away. But Indra was concerned, how many days we'll go like this? Will never there be an opportunity to defeat Bali Maharaj? And Brihaspati said, just as Bali Maharaj has become so powerful by the blessings of Brahmanas, in the same way, when he later insults the brahmanas, his power will diminish and he will be defeated. A very important teaching here. If we get success by the blessings of our guru, our senior, those blessings are required after success also to maintain that success. It is not that I have got blessings, now I have success and position, now I no longer require them, I will now manage with my talent. No. What is obtained by the blessings need to be maintained by the same blessings. This is important. But if I offend my guru, if I offend the brahmanas by whose blessings I have success, then that same success is lost. That same power is lost. So very big mistake of a conditioned soul is that when he grows up and he acquires some success or independent status in life, he becomes proud, arrogant, and forgets the seniors in life who have supported him and blessed him to reach to this platform. And then the blessings, when they are discontinued, he starts gliding down. So to maintain the status also, we need the blessings of the same seniors. The parents, the teachers, the spiritual master, the supreme personality of Godhead, the brahmanas, the sadhus, the vaishnavas, the community. So the etiquette or the behavior after success should not change. If it changes, then we will have to eventually change our status. We'll go down. So Bali Maharaj is now blessed with the brahmanas and hence he is so powerful. Later on he will insult the same brahmanas and his power will diminish. So Indra was pacified. हम होंगे कामयाब एक दिन. वन डे इट विल हैपन. ओके आई एम फाइन. वन डे इट विल हैपन. इन श्री चैतन्य चैतामृत देर इज एग्जाम्पल ऑफ टू पर्सनैलिटीज, रामचंद्रपुरी एंड ईश्वरपुरी. बोथ आर डिसाइपल्स ऑफ श्रीपाद माधवेंद्रपुरी, हु इज ग्रेट आचार्य, प्योर डिवोटी, प्योर वैष्णव. सो वेन माधवेंद्रपुरी वॉज एक्सप्रेसिंग एंड एग्जिबिटिंग हिज फाइनल पास्ट टाइम्स of lying on death bed, his body was invalid, would not get down from the bed. So in that condition, he was feeling so much separation from Krishna that he would cry, wail, and he would speak, I am so unfortunate. I didn't see the Lord of Mathura. I didn't achieve Mathura. I didn't achieve Vrindavan. I didn't achieve the darshan of Shyam Sundar. I didn't achieve Krishna Prem. That was his humility. He was already in great bhav, but he was feeling so much separation, he was crying. So his disciple Ramchandra Puri, he was nearby visiting him. So he told his Gurudev that you are already Brahma Bhut. You are realized person in Brahm. Then why are you crying? You should be Prasanna Atma. You should be happy and joyful. Just think of Brahm. Why are you crying like this? So Ramchandra Puri couldn't understand the transcendental separation Madhavendra Puri was feeling from Krishna. And he is thinking, such a great realized soul, my spiritual master, why is he crying? Why is he hankering for something? Why is he lamenting? He should be Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. He should have a smile on his face. So he advised his guru, his spiritual master, that just think of Brahm, everything will be fine. Madhavendra Puri got so upset. He said, you rascal. At deathbed, if I see your face, I will not be fine any time. Already I have no taste in the holy name. Already I didn't achieve Krishna. I didn't achieve Mathura. And now this rascal is telling me to think of Brahm. You get out from here. You are increasing my pain. I told him to get out. Whereas Ishwarpuri, the another disciple of Madhavendra Puri, he assisted and served Madhavendra Puri so much, he would personally with his own hands clean his stool and urine, wash his body and speak the verses related to his feeling of separation, bhava. So Madhavendra Puri was so pleased with Ishwarpuri that he blessed him. And by the blessings of Madhavendra Puri, Ishwarpuri became qualified and eligible to become the spiritual master of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ishwarpuri got to serve the Lord in the capacity of being his own spiritual master. So we have two examples. One is Ramchandra Puri, who came in contact with a great personality. But the result was, he became Apradhi. He already offended Madhavendra Puri. He displeased Madhavendra Puri, and because of that he developed envy to other Vaishnavas. He developed material desire and he started criticizing all Vaishnavas. He would go to Jagannath Puri and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, and he would invite them to his house and feed them nice Mahaprasad. And as they were eating, he would tell them, take more, take this sweet, take rice, take this Malpua. And they would relish and eat. And afterwards, when they washed their hands, said, what kind of sannyasi you are, you eat so much. What kind of sadhu you are overeating. And he would tell Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, you eat too much, this is not good for your sannyas. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reduced his eating 1/4. All devotees were so upset with Ramchandra Puri. But Ramchandra Puri still didn't stop. He still wanted to find fault. So he would say, just by reducing your eating, this is false austerity. You will not get Krishna by that. So if you eat, there is a problem. If you don't eat, there is a problem. Then he would go around Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's small Gambhira room to find some fault, but he would never get. One day he saw some ants. Ants are everywhere, so they come everywhere. Then he immediately proclaimed, in night this sannyasi eats sweets. There must be some stock of sweets in his room, that's why these ants are here. So Ramchandra Puri was such a heavy criticizer. So he developed this attitude because he offended Madhavendra Puri. And Ishwar Puri developed Krishna Prem. He became spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he developed this platform because he served Madhavendra Puri. So by coming in contact with a great sadhu, if we please that sadhu, we advance in pure devotional service. But if we displease, then na gati kutopi. Then we have no spiritual advancement. So one should be very careful in association with devotees. One should not offend devotees. One should not insult devotees. One should not hurt or give pain to their hearts. One should not disrespect, forget beating a devotee or killing a devotee. One should be careful. Devotees are very rare species. India is working towards tiger bachao. But how many brahmacharis will be there in India? So less. We should do brahmachari bachao andolan, sadhu bachao andolan. That's very important. I'm not saying congregations are not to be bachao. So sadhus are very important in the society. They should be protected. So when we come in a community of devotees, we should behave very nicely. We should learn how to behave in sadhu samaj, how to speak, how to sit, how to stand, how to walk, how to express our feelings, how to receive chastisement, what to do if we are insulted by sadhus, what to do if we get harsh words from sadhus. How do we respond to it? So this etiquette should be learned so that our spiritual life is protected. When parents give birth to a baby, they do so much shopping. They go to a shop and toys and baby powder, baby napkin, baby this, baby soap, baby oil, all baby, so much protection. Same baby one day before was inside the womb, no shopping required, everything protected very nicely. Outside so many things are required. See Krishna's arrangement. In the same way, we also give birth to a baby in our heart, Bhakti Lata Beach, very soft baby. And that baby also has to be protected. Our bhakti has to be protected. So when we associate with devotees, it's not the question of who is right, who is wrong. It's not the question of who is victorious and who is defeated. It's not the question of who is successful and who is failure. It's the question of what to do to protect this baby. This bhakti, I have given birth. I have voluntarily taken up diksha. I have already taken up chanting of 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. I have used my free will to decide to surrender to Krishna. So I have to protect this. I have to maintain this. And the only way this can be destroyed is by Vaishnava Prana, by offense to a Vaishnava. It cannot be destroyed if I lose my job. It cannot be destroyed if I lose my money. It cannot be destroyed if I lose my 1 BHK, 2 BHK. It cannot be destroyed if I lose my clothes. It cannot be destroyed if I lose my reputation. But bhakti can be destroyed if I offend a Vaishnava. So if other things I lose, that's fine, because bhakti is protected. So one should be very careful. So when Bali Mara later insults the Brahmanas, his power will diminish. But there is a big twist in the story. Even though he did insult Shukracharya, he disobeyed Shukracharya, and his power did diminish, but because he took that risk to serve Vamandev, because he took that risk to serve Lord Vishnu, he got opulence more than Indra. He became the king of Sutal Lok. And in Sutal Lok, the security in charge is Vishnu himself. Nobody can attack. Indra Lok, opulent, but prone to attack. Anybody can attack. We see that. So there is fear. Sutal Lok, no fear, because nobody can attack. Because at the door is Vamandev. So Bali Maharaj has Sutal Lok, which is opulent, plus nobody can attack, no fear. Indra Lok has Indra Lok, which is opulent, but somebody can attack. So big problem. So because, even though Bali Maharaj took this risk, but because he served Vishnu, he took the risk for Vishnu, he got something more. He got kingdom of Sutal Lok. And in the next Manvantara, he will become Indra. So now we read so many stories in Bhagavatam, Indra did this, Indra did this. Next Manvantara, all this will not happen, because that time Indra will be Mahajan, be pure devotee. So all this Govardhan Leela and all, this Indra, because of this Indra it happened. Next Manvantara, Indra will be pure devotee, so all this business will not happen of Indra offending the Lord, or Indra killing Brajavasis. So we'll have new pastimes. Please come back in next Manvantara. Please don't come back. Instead of hearing new pastimes in next Manvantara, let's go back and see live pastimes. So Bali Maharaj will get an opportunity to become Indra next Manvantara because he pleased Vishnu. Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. If there are any questions or comments? Yes. Do we have a mic?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, can I add something which you have spoken about King Indra and that all demigods, they vanish. When they vanish, then the affectionate mother, she prayed to the Lord that my children are disturbed. So can you do some solution for that one? So this solution was done by, because the mother was affectionate to the demigods Indra, and she asked Lord to take birth and do the just like he took a woman, give birth in this one. Right.
Yes, nice. That's in the next chapter. After 3 chapters, Vamandev is going to come. Break ke baad, so be there. Thank you. Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. You mentioned the Vaishnava etiquettes. In a Vaishnava community, we have to be very submissive. We have to follow all the etiquettes. But outside world, when you deal with outside world, it is entirely, you know, contradictory. It's different. So how to deal with?
How to deal with?
The outsiders and the same person, he has to be in the Vaishnava community also.
So don't deal. Stay inside. So if that's not possible, try it. Make it possible. Still, if that's not possible, then just perform your prescribed duty. Follow dharma, follow your prescribed duty. Outside also, we should not do violence to achieve our results. We should not break the regulative principles to achieve our results. We should not be impolite or fighting with others or quarrelsome. There also we should follow basic human values. We don't do sinful activities and maintain ourselves. Just because outside some dog is barking, that doesn't mean I also start barking. Right? When you go on the road, some dog is barking, what you do? Let me also bark. No, you don't neglect. So, we are trying to practice sadachars in sadhana bhakti, Vaishnava culture. So it's not that within the four walls of ISKCON I follow sadachar, outside I follow durachar. No, that's not good. So we should maintain our etiquette. At the same time we protect our needs. Material needs have to be protected. So we should do that. Okay?
Being in outside society, the outside people are so crooked, so cunning, so you have to deal with them because you can't avoid.
Yeah, so if they are crooked and cunning, I also become crooked and cunning, so finally what is the difference? That's why I said the first option is stay inside. Live in a simple farm or ISKCON community. Food is there, clothing is there, Mangalarti is there, chanting is there, seva is there. That's all is needed in life. But because I have need something more than this in life, so I have to go outside and then I have to deal with such people and I don't want to respond to them. But I have my extra needs. That's a contradiction. The real contradiction is that. But why to create so many ambitions and needs that we'll have to do all this? Things. Right? So it's not their crookedness, it's our own heart which is crooked and taking us away from simple lifestyle of serving Krishna to so many material desires. But in any case, if people are crooked and cunning, that doesn't mean I also become like that. I protect myself. The job has to be accomplished. At the same time, dharma has to be protected. By speaking lies, by being crooked, by becoming cunning, by doing sinful activity, you may achieve the result on the moment. But you will get a reserved ticket, confirmed birth in Yamloka. You will have to visit Yamraj. So that's not good. At the same time, a Brahmana has his duty, a Kshatriya has his duty, a Vaishya and Shudra. So if you are a Kshatriya and you have a duty of violence, that's fine. Then you will be protected. If you are a Shudra and you are doing labor work for somebody who is not a good master, you will be protected. Right? But to achieve our needs, we should try the path of best dharmic behavior. The first option should not be I also become crooked and cunning. We should try to be more simple and straightforward. Mode of goodness. So that keeps us protected. Okay? Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Oh, just like you told him that dog is barking, we don't have to bark. Yeah, Prabhupada gave one example when walking on the beach.
Sorry?
Prabhupada gave one example of walking on the beach, the dogs were barking. The devotees were afraid. So Prabhupada said, now dog is barking, what do you do? Then Prabhupada said, hurt with the cane. Hurt with the cane. Then dog run away. So similar way, when we are in the material world, if some people are observing us or doing something, we should be try to see how we should avoid them.
Yeah, so we protect ourselves, but we don't bark. We don't do the same thing with them.
No, we don't do the
we
same
don't
thing.
Disturb
that's why I'm
them.
Saying Prabhupada gave this example, then we should, how should we drive them away?
Yeah, okay. Don't bark, I'm saying. Yeah, you had a question?
Rich, thank you, Prabhupada, for a wonderful class. Very nicely brought out the difference and how, when, what the results achieved when we please the spiritual master or when we displease the spiritual master. I wanted to ask one thing, we have some schedules and we follow some sadhana. So if you do it strictly, that is all what is required, or we need to do something more to please the devotees? Or naturally, when we follow devotional service properly, devotees will get pleased.
So your question is, we have rules and regulations, sadhana, if we do that, is that sufficient?
Yeah, or we need to do something.
Or we want to do something else? So if you follow all the rules and regulations, you will not even have time to do something else. Prabhupada has given a very pakka program. So when we follow the whole sadhana bhakti given by Prabhupada, we are pleasing Prabhupada. We are pleasing the spiritual master. And that's sufficient. During the process of following sadhana, we should not be mechanical and hurt devotees. If that happens, we should beg forgiveness from devotees. But what system Prabhupada has given, that's sufficient. Okay? Whole package we have to follow. Any more questions? Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.